The new mayor of Tulsa discusses plans for his time in office. The state is partnering with Denmark for new energy projects and a recap of last month's record-setting weather. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, December 3rd. I'm Deborah Shar. The city of Tulsa has a new mayor. Monroe Nichols took the oath of office Monday afternoon. Nichols is the first black mayor in the city's history. Nichols says one of his main goals as mayor is to end homelessness in Tulsa.
We must realize that this is not simply a housing issue. It is a moral issue. We will work tirelessly to make sure that every person in Tulsa has access to safe, affordable housing, always championing housing as a human right.
Prior to becoming mayor, Nichols was a state representative for the past 8 years. Some Midwest City residents are planning to attend a meeting tonight to oppose a housing and retail project near Southeast 15th and Westminster Road. The proposed development includes a mix of townhomes, duplexes, and commercial spaces, such as pharmacy and restaurants. Opponents argue the development could lower property values and increase traffic dangers. A public hearing is set for 5 this evening at the City Council Chambers. Governor Kevin Stitt signed a Memorandum of Understanding to collaborate with Denmark on energy innovation. KGOU's Hannah France reports.
The memo details a collaboration between Oklahoma and EE North America, which is a subsidiary of Denmark-based company European Energy. Collaboration objectives listed in the memo include developing renewable energy projects that harness Oklahoma's wind and solar energy potential, and exploring the possibility of establishing a facility to produce green methanol from renewable resources in Oklahoma. Biomedical, aerospace, and defense innovations are also listed as areas of interest for the collaboration. In a press release, Stitt thanked Oklahoma's, quote, pro-business policies for making the collaboration possible, and said a mutually beneficial relationship will create economic development and job opportunities in both Denmark and Oklahoma. I'm Hannah France.
The month of November set extreme weather records in Oklahoma. KGOU's Nick Daniels has details.
The state saw its wettest November ever, with an average rainfall of nearly 8 inches. That's according to preliminary data from the Oklahoma Mesonet. That surpasses the 2015 record of 6 inches. Heavy rains also helped tame a severe drought, dropping coverage from 84% in late October to just a measly 18% by the end of last month. Tornado activity also reached historic levels, with 31 confirmed tornadoes, nearly tripling the previous record. It was also one of the mildest autumns we've seen. State climatologist Gary McManus says the season ranked the third warmest on record, with a statewide average temperature of 65 degrees. Looking ahead, the Climate Prediction Center predicts warmer than average temperatures and potential drought improvement for the rest of December. I'm Nick Daniels.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.